In this bulletin, a German cruise ship docked in WA refuses to leave. A support package for exporters to pay for freight flights. And in the AFL, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire supports growing calls for matches to return to Melbourne's suburban grounds after the coronavirus pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. German cruise ship docked in Western Australia is refusing to leave after more than 40 people on board the vessel contracted coronavirus. The Artania has been directed by the Australian Border Force to depart Fremantle, but its crew say they want to remain for another 2 weeks. 41 passengers and crew from the Artania are already being treated in Perth hospitals for COVID-19, with authorities fearing further infections on the ship may put a strain on the state's health system. Premier Mark McGowan is urging the government and the Australian Border Force to resolve the situation as soon as possible.
There's 12 passengers who have remained on board that we didn't know about. And they are have various reasons for wanting to stay on board. If they stay on board and sail with the ship, well then I'm fine with that. If they come ashore under quarantine and fly home, well then that could be another solution.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is calling on businesses to help fill crucial health and medical equipment shortages. Ms. Berejiklian says everyone in the state should do their bit to help fight the battle against COVID-19.
I'm calling on the great people of our state, those great business people, those manufacturers who are able to retool, to consider retooling, to help supply those additional things we'll need in coming months, whether it's sanitisers, whether it's medical equipment, and a whole host of other things which our hospitals will rely on.
Australian exporters are set to receive $170 million to help boost the sector. The support package will include $110 million to sponsor cargo flights to help deliver fresh produce to significant international markets. The federal government is hoping the agriculture sector will help to restore Australia's economy once the pandemic is over. Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud is predicting farming will help to rebuild the economy, and he's assured the community local supermarkets are well stocked.
People shouldn't panic about the fact that Australian produce is going around the world. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for our economy. It's a good thing for our farmers. And God forbid, if we get some rain, they're going to make a fair bit of money and get our nation up and going again as soon as this COVID crisis has been able to be curtailed.
News Corp Australia will suspend the printing of 60 community titles in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and South Australia from the 9th of April. The community mastheads will continue to be published digitally. News Corporation says the decision had been forced on the company due to the rapid decline in advertising revenues as a result of the coronavirus-related restrictions. In other news today, Australia's most popular children's television show, Bluey, has won an International Emmy Kids Award. The animated series about a family of blue heelers won in the preschool category, beating other nominees from Germany, Chile and China. In the AFL, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire is supporting a growing call for matches to return to Melbourne's suburban grounds following the coronavirus competition shutdown. The AFL season may run as late as December, which sees it potentially collide with cricket over premier venues, including Marvel Stadium and the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Initially, games are likely to be played behind closed doors if and when the AFL is able to resume the season. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a possible shower and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Hobart, rain and 18. Canberra, rain and a possible storm, 19. Wollongong, rain at times and a possible storm, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. and this is SBS News.